Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Tasha.
Hey, Timothy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Let me see. It sounds like you're far away.
It does?
Yeah.
Does it still sound like that?
No, it's better now. It's better now. I hear you loud and clear now. How you doing?
I'm doing so good. I'm doing so good. How about
I'm happy to have you. I'm living, you know, but I need some prayer, but, you know, I think we all do. But nevertheless, I'm honored to even have you on the show, and I'm very speechless, and thank you for even just taking time out to even come on my show.
You're absolutely welcome, and, you know, hey, I'll be praying for you. You sound like you need some prayer. Timothy, what's going on?
The things I'm just gonna leave it. This things, but you know, never, you know. But we, as a friend, I say, you know, I keep moving forward. You know, you can't let the enemy stop you. You got to keep moving forward. Nevertheless, I've known you for not personally, but you know, known you, you know, for your career, your acting, and everything. I've been a huge fan for yours for quite some time. If you could just tell me and my listeners, where did the passion come from for you to want to do acting?
Well, Timothy, I always had a dream, honestly, as a little girl to be an actor. And I just feel like it's part of my purpose in life. You know, all of us are born with gifts and talents, and it's up to us to develop those things that are already in us, I feel, you know. I mean, that's just my belief system. Like, we're all born with something, you know what I mean? Like, when you think about great singers like Whitney Houston and, you know, Beyonce and, you know, the Jill Scotts of the world, they were born with that talent to sing and to perform. And, you know, as a little girl, I thought I wanted to be a singer, but, honey, I didn't have the talent, okay? But this desire to act was just, like, there, and I could not shake it. So I'm grateful to be doing the thing that I dreamed about as a little girl.
Mm. Now, but you've gone on to have a very successful acting career, and you're currently doing what is it? Why did I? No, I mean, I got it right from my notes.
For better or worse.
Yeah, for better or for worse. Now, this is on the OWN Network. Is it going to be airing on the OWN Network now?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about your role and how did you actually come about being coming on the show?
Well, you know, it's a spinoff from Why Did I Get Married 1 and 2, you know, and so I mean, God, I guess spoke to Tyler Perry one day and said, hey, we need to spin off Angela and Marcus, you know. And, you know, basically he called me up one day and was like, would you want to take this character to TV? And I said, I think that would be so much fun. You know,
and
so that's pretty much how it happened.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's pretty much how it happened. And so I guess he was inspired by the on-screen character to where as though he wanted to, you know, turn it into his base of the TV show, for better or worse. You know, it was spawned from the Angela and Marcus character, but I feel that Tyler has done a great job developing all the other characters that he's brought in and, you know, other amazing storylines. And it's just a lot of fun and great people to work with.
And you're currently filming the show now. Is it airing now, or does it air within the fall?
It starts in the fall, so you got to look out for it for sure. I don't have the exact date yet, but it starts in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
and
I have some news for you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm about to mess with you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and I'll be in New York this month. I'm sorry, in July, because I'll be doing my T-Saw workshop in New York and in Washington, D.C. So, you know,
okay.
I pray that, you know, your listeners can go on to TSaw.com, T tsaw.com. I'm in New York on the 13th and 14th at the Roy Arias Theater teaching acting. And it's for not just for people that are actors, but also people that have a desire to act, have a desire to just come out of their shell. You know, I'll be teaching scene study workshop as well as character development, emotional preparation. And I'd love for folks to come down and take the workshop. It's a lot of fun. You leave there empowered with a lot of tools and information on how to develop characters, how to break down scenes, and how to pursue your acting career.
Mm. Now, Leslie, you said the what location?
At the Roy Arias Theater, but they can go on to tsaw.com and get information right in Times Square.
Okay. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll come through, and you know, maybe I'll come through and meet, you know, do a meet and greet or something like that. I'll definitely.
Absolutely, please.
I'll definitely come through. You know, and support, and you know, maybe, you know, I'll have a station to support it as well. I don't know. It's supposed to be a surprise that I'm going to be coming on the show for better or for worse as your half brother from Nigeria.
Shut up.
Didn't tell you about that.
Lying. But you know what? Listen, I never know what Tyler Perry's writing, okay? I get the episodes as he releases them, and I never know what's going on. So he could have me have a half brother from Nigeria, okay?
No,
crazy.
I'm joking. I always get people like, I always get active. Like, they're like, for real? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming on. I'm not.
Okay.
What I am doing is I'm coming in September to visit the Tarberry Studios to do a tour. So that's in September. I'm coming down to Atlanta. Me and what is his name? He was just on the show. I can't think of the guy's name. He played on The Have and The Have Not on the old network. I can't think of his name for. Save my life right now. Nevertheless.
Oh, don't worry, but you're going to have a good time doing that tour. It's amazing. Tyler Perry Studios are absolutely beautiful, so you should have fun and you'll be inspired to continue to dream as big as you can once you leave that place.
I'm hoping to give me a skip before I leave out the door. But
well, you never know. Just holler at Tyler Perry, okay?
he doesn't return my posters reach out to him, he doesn't return her call, so who knows?
Well, he don't return my call either. No, let me stop. I'm playing. Timothy, I'm just joking. So listen, you I gotta run, but I want you to
two more questions. I want you to talk about the perfume. You saw your perfume line coming out. How's that going?
Yes, that's going really good. People can go to justtasha.com to order my fragrance. It's organic. It smells divine. And for those women out there trying to get a husband, it might attract one. Hello. but, yeah, so people can go to justtasha.com.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. The conversation is so good, but I'm going to let you go. But you want to give me shout-outs or anything like that? You want to give out any information before I let you go?
Well, I mean, Timothy, I just want you to keep doing what you're doing. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, thank
you.
We
need you guys out there, you know, that's talking to us and talking about us and, you know, and giving information to our fans and our community and that whole thing.
Right.
So continue to stay focused on your path.
I'm going to talk to you 2 seconds. You have a radio show coming out later this year, right, on the Radio 1 Network, correct?
You know, I'm going to call you back once I can really talk about that, okay?
I'm gonna come through my best to come see you in July, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Right,
I'd love to see you. Okay. God bless
right,
you, brother.
You take care.
You take care. You too. All right. Bye bye.
Shout out to Tasha Smith for coming on the show. She for better or for worse, make sure you guys it comes on the own network this fall. Make sure you guys support her and check her out. Love you, stay up, stay strong. I'm out. One piece.
I'm a G-Dot, G-Dot, and it's time. I try to stop lying. after fighting, said you love me, I like it, became obsessed with